Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online podcast on Thursday, July the 16th. Our top story today is that a man's been arrested following the death of a woman who fell from a bridge on the A21. She was found on the carriageway between Sevenoaks and Tunbridge in the early hours of this morning. Detectives are trying to work out exactly what happened and if it's connected to a car fire, which also happened in the area. A 31-year-old man from London is being questioned. A man arrested in Sheerness has been charged with murder. The 33-year-old was detained yesterday by officers investigating the death of a 22-year-old man who was shot in London earlier this month. Next today, and soft play centres in Kent are calling on the government to allow them to reopen. While the vast majority of businesses have been told they can trade again with social distancing measures in place, indoor play facilities remain closed. More than 16,000 people have signed a petition urging ministers to change the rules. Andrew and Liz Moody run Adventure Kids in Aylesford.
We will have members of staff walking around all day, going over all the areas, all the touch points, all the sensitive areas. We are going above and beyond what we feel is needed to be done, and also getting a gauge from the parents in what they're looking for. And so far, with what we are looking to offer as a company, the customers that have come back in today have turned around and said that will make us feel very, very safe in coming back to Adventure Kids for our children to enjoy themselves.
Yes, you can go to a pub. Yes, you can go to a trampoline park. Yes, you can go for a sauna. But what about the children that need to actually interact and play in a safe environment?
And parents say they would be more than happy for their children to use such facilities.
If we feel like it's safe enough and there are enough measures in place, I don't see any reason why we couldn't reopen and be safe.
When I leave my table and the next group come in, they would have thoroughly cleaned everything before arriving. Nobody does that at the council play park, do they? No one is turning up and wiping down the slide, wiping over the play equipment periodically, whereas here they will.
You can watch our video report on this story on the website. New unemployment figures have been released today, and for the first time in 22 months, we saw a drop in Kent. Official figures show 69,180 people in the county were claiming jobless benefits in June. That's down almost 3,200 compared to in May. It's still more than double the number who were out of work before lockdown, though. Another 85 migrants have been rescued by Border Force officers in the English Channel. Six small boats were intercepted as people attempted the dangerous journey to Kent. It's feared a travelling circus in Kent won't be able to put on any more shows after the co-owner was hit by a car while cycling. 62-year-old Roger Santos is still in a critical condition in hospital after it happened on the A2 near Bapchild. He's part of Santos Circus. The family started a fundraising campaign so they can stay in business. The government has finally confirmed it will build a huge post-Brexit lorry park in Ashford and apologised to residents for the project's secrecy. Land in Sevington off Junction 10A of the M20 could be used to hold thousands of HGVs if there's disruption at the border or as a customs checking point. A letter's been sent out to people living nearby saying work on the site will begin this week. Meantime, a main route in and out of Faversham is going to close for almost a month for essential gas works. The A251 is due to be closed at Baddlesmere for up to 25 days from July the 27th. You can see the full details of the 32-mile diversion route at Kent Online. Now, it should have been a massive few days for Kent. Golf's Open Championship was due to get underway in the county today. The sports elite would have been competing for the coveted Claret Jug at Royal St George's in Sandwich. But because of the pandemic, it's been delayed until 2021. Speaking when the event was postponed, Club Secretary Tom Checketts said they've got a chance to make it even bigger.
It was going to be a brilliant championship this year. We've got 15 months to make it even better. And the whole of East Kent, I'm sure, is behind this Sandwich town. And they've been thoroughly engaged with all the planning. They've been looking forward to it enormously, and we'll just make it that much better next year. And it puts this corner of Kent on the world stage and huge television audience. It probably drives visitor business here for the years and the run-up to the Open and the years after the Open. People look at this lovely spot of land we've got here, this fantastic golf course, think, well, I'd like to come and see some of that for myself.
David Shaw from the Kent Chamber of Commerce also reacted to the news at the time.
Obviously, for Sandwich local businesses, they were looking forward to the Open. It was going to be a certain amount of revenue that would be expected to be made over that period of time, which is not going to obviously happen this summer. But the good news is, obviously, we're very positive and really happy about the fact that we're still going to be able to make sure we can do even better, even more preparation for next year. There's millions of pounds that can be generated to the whole area and so on. There's going to be a lot of lost revenue, but it was early enough in the cancellation that hopefully the restaurants and pubs and so on, they wouldn't have been overstocking in food and drink. So they've saved there. But you're right, it's the people that are renting out properties and so on that are going to lose out.
And at Kent Online, you can have a look around some of the huge houses up for rent during the event. Plans for a third primary school in a new Garden City in North Kent have been given the go-ahead. Ebbsfleet Green Primary will be at the centre of the development and will have space for 420 children as well as 26 in the nursery. Bosses at Frankie and Benny's have unveiled plans to reopen restaurants across Kent. Its branches in Ashford, Maidstone, Rochester and Thanet will offer a click and collect service from August the 10th before customers can dine in from the 13th. The Gillingham site will open from the 17th, social distancing measures will be in place and you'll have to book in advance. And developers behind plans for a huge new theme park in Kent have revealed how they considered 10 other locations before deciding on Swanscombe. £5 billion plans for the London Resort project between Gravesend and Dartford were first announced in 2012, but work to build it still hasn't started. Bosses say they originally looked at Olympic Games legacy sites and three locations north of the Thames in Essex. Well, that's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Just head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.